Jessica, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure getting the latest in Alamogordo from you. Let's start off with some news that you have about the economic impact of White Sands National Monument.
A recent report by the National Park Service indicated that there is a huge economic impact to surrounding communities near White Sands National Monument. For us, that equates to about $32.1 million that was spent by park visitors in the prior year. Now, you know, that's a really great number. The year before that, we had about $35 million in economic benefits to the local economy through the National Monument. That is really great for a local national park. The trend indicates that there was upward of 400 area jobs created. And as we are surrounded by beautiful parks, we hope that we continue to embrace as a community those visitors, those tourists who come to see us this summer.
Absolutely. Thank you for that update, Jessica. Moving on to some sad news. Longtime New Mexico State Senator John Pinto passed away last Friday. Tell us about his life.
So Senator Pinto began his service in 1977. As you can imagine, that's quite a few decades of service to the state of New Mexico, but his service to the U.S. began far before that. He was a Navajo code talker. Now, Senator Pinto died May 24th in his home in Gallup. He was 94 years old.
Wow.
I'm sure that the rest of Alamogordo joins me in grieving for him and sending our best to his family and, you know, saying a final thank you for his service and all he's done for the state of New Mexico.
And you also have some news about a sexual assault that took place at the Otero County Jail. Tell us more.
So last week, a lawsuit was filed in the U.S. District Court in Las Cruces alleging that Eric Scott Kindly, who was contracted to transport inmates for the jail, committed a sexual assault against one of those women he was transporting. Now, Kindly, this is not the first allegation. In fact, there might be more than one woman who he allegedly assaulted. He had been employed in this position since 2010. There are allegations that some of the administrators were told about his misconduct and failed to ask. Now, this lawsuit is still ongoing, so we'll have more as it moves through the system.
And Jessica, do you know where else this man worked before he was contracted to work with the jail?
Yes. So let me just start by saying the Associated Press has a report on this particular incident, and they indicate that there might have been more than 100 women who were assaulted by Kindly over his 15 years as a contractor. In 2017, in California, he was indicted on charges of sexually assaulting a woman in his custody, and then again in 2018 with kidnapping and aggravated sexual abuse of a woman. So this man has a long history, and people are starting to ask questions about why he was allowed to continue in his position when there are already very serious allegations against him.
All right. Thank you very much. Jessica Ansures is the news director of the Alamogordo Daily News. Jessica, we appreciate your time. We'll check back in with you next week.
I'll see you next week.